Welcome, Success Academy, to our coaching Q&A session for today. Today's Wednesday, October 9th. We're in our session two or week two of our series together. So looking forward to connecting with you guys in this session today. I love our coaching Q&A sessions. I love what happens here, what transpires here. It's just such a positive, powerful place for us to gather. So I'm just going to invite you to take a moment and get yourself anchored here and present here if you're with us live, which I hope is the case every week. I know on some occasions you may not be able to attend live. I do invite you, if you're live or listen to the recording, to allow yourself to drop into some focus space. So go ahead and log off any of your other devices or email. Go ahead and close those out. And then simply invite you to grab maybe your favorite beverage and your notebook. The gift of the group coaching Q&A sessions is that other people's shares, even if it's not your question today, their shares will be universal in application in some way or level. And sometimes you hear someone share something that you go, oh, I didn't even know I needed that. I didn't even know that that was up for me, right? And so it's just being aware for yourself that as you choose into this space and show up with openness, show up with intention and focus to receive. I want you to recite in your thoughts right now or even out loud, I allow myself to receive, one of your core mantras, that I promise that something, if not multiple somethings that get shared here today, will be of resonance for you. I'm so looking forward to what's in store and what will transpire today. If you have a question, you raise your hand on the monitor. If you're on your webcast, it just has a sign there. You can say, click to raise hand. If you're joining in via phone, which is most of you, I invite you on your keypad, if you have a question, to press the star sign and the number 2. Star 2 is how you raise your hand on the monitor, and I will come to you. Now, we have slated for this call an hour, but we likely today are going to go more like an hour and 15 or 20 minutes. We've had a lot of people join this group in this session, and so I want to make sure we have ample time to address multiple shares. So we'll be going about 15 or 20 minutes over the hour. If you can stay with us that whole time, awesome. If you need to move on to something else, you're welcome to do that. This, of course, is being recorded, and you have the ability to come back and listen to it over and over again. So if you know that there's something that's up for you, I know sometimes we might be tempted to wait. I just invite you that we'll model the same way we let out last week, is that if you're going to share live, we lead out first with something new and good, a win or a victory. So I invite all of you, whether you share live today or not, that you put that in your notebook, is what's new and good today, and focusing in on that, or what's something you're grateful for today. And then secondly, from there, is moving into what's up for me today. And I invite you to write that question down, again, whether you choose to share it live or not, simply because it's fascinating to see how even if you don't verbally ask your question, there's a high likelihood that something that gets shared may indeed address it directly or even a piece of what might be up for you. So we're going to move on to our first shares here today. We have Charlotte that's raised her hand. She also posted in our Facebook group. So welcome, Charlotte. I'm going to unmute you if you want to say hello. Share with us where you are located in, where you're calling from, and then what's new and good, and then your share or your question.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. There you are.
Okay, great. Okay. I am calling from Oklahoma City area, and something that is going well that I'm really grateful for is the good night mirror work that I'm doing every night. It is amazing to look yourself in the eye and to say, I love you, and to cheer myself on and talk about how I forgive you and all those things. And I've been a little shocked, actually, at how powerful that has been for me. So that's a good thing.
Love it. I'm proud of you for doing it. And it is. It's potent work that has such a palpable influence. So I just invite you, absolutely, if the rest of you have not done that work, or maybe you did it once, there's great power in doing that day in and day out for at least 30 days straight. So thank you for sharing that, love. And if you want to cue us up to your share or question.
Okay, I have a lot going on in my personal life this month. We spent 2 weeks in Maui in September, which was amazing, for a company trip. And we got home, and 2 days later, I had a 3-hour sinus surgery. So that was a couple of weeks ago. This last weekend, one of my daughters had a shocking second trimester miscarriage, so there's a lot of emotions with that. And then next Wednesday, I have a total hip replacement surgery. And so there is a lot swirling there. And meanwhile, what I want to ask help with is for clarity on fitting my business in with all of this. My company has a big promotion, a big incentive this month. So I do want to be there for my team. I don't want to drop the ball. And it's just, I find myself pretty weepy because this is a lot to process.
So I just send you a big hug because it is a lot. You know, there's a significant loss in a miscarriage, especially, I mean, any time when that happens, right? Because there's this hope and this life and this belief and this expectation that's been created. And loss is legit. So I think it's important that you're really tender and gentle with yourself and your self-care. There's a question I want all of you to write down for me in your notes, and Charlotte specifically as we're talking about that. And the question
Sorry.
And
that was my phone.
It's okay. It's all right. And this question is, I want you all to write exactly as I'm saying it. The question is, what do you need, sweetheart? What do you need, sweetheart? And to tune in for that for yourself, that you say, okay, I have this up for me, is learning to listen to what your intuition is asking for. And then honoring what it teaches you is that I want all of you to see yourself at some level emotionally. Deepak Chopra makes this statement where he says, all of us as humans, no matter our age or what we've been through, he said, for the most of us, we're still operating at times from that four-year-old self emotionally. And just like you would with a child or a grandchild, you would say, what do you need, sweetheart? Is to be really tender and to honor that. And sometimes what comes up for me is I need to go for a walk, or I need a good night's sleep, or I'm going to go get some Ben and Jerry's or pumpkin pie ice cream at Trader Joe's. And we honor that, right, as what do you need, sweetheart, is to be really tender with yourself and perhaps even modeling that for your daughter, getting her that question as she's going to be navigating her own grief process, of course, and her husband or significant other. Is what do we need? But to do that regularly, not just when there's deep boss up, but regularly checking in with yourselves, you guys, of what do you need, sweetheart? And allowing that to be up, you know, to be a guidance question for you and allow that to guide and direct you. And so I think that's what matters more than anything. You know, you've got some big things coming up. I want to say my mom had a full hip replacement surgery the very end of August. She's doing fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my gosh. What a great choice. So I know that can be nerve-wracking, right? And she was very scared. She should have had that surgery 4 years ago, but put it off, and then her health continued to decline, and her mobility significantly was declining. And I pushed her a lot. Like, Mom, we don't make choices out of fear. We make choices out of what's our best potential, right? And I had a lot of empathy for her, too. It is scary, but I just want to affirm that for you that, you know, it's just the power of prayer and the power of, you know, great medicine. And if you really, you know, just that you trust your doctor and you feel great, then move forward and know that there's going to be, yes, there will be a healing process, right, for sure. But she's 4 or 5 weeks out from that. She's fantastically, talked about this last weekend, how well she's doing. She's healed up. She's doing so great.
Okay.
So I just want to say
that's nice. Because
I know
okay,
we can feel
you.
A little nervous. But yes. To your core question is, how do I stay engaged with my business when there's so much that's up? And there's a few thoughts to this. Number one is, and we talk about this in detail next week on week 3, we're going to talk in detail about time management, time blocking, scheduling, is I would have specific set of office hours for yourself. Right, and I'm going to encourage that at any time, but certain seasons require us to adapt our office hours and to have a realistic view of that, as you are going to be in a healing mode and not working a lot that first week, if not into as well as your second week. And just who knows, every body responds. You might respond even quicker than my mom did, right? And you just don't know. And so definitely communicating that to your team is letting them know right? Is sometimes we want to put forward the most positive face to our team and so forth, which I love positivity. But I also think what our team needs from us as well is realness and authenticity. And so perhaps sharing that to say, hey, I just want to share this, that I am having this surgery and I am planning going to need some recovery time, but I want you to know I'm here for you, support you. You will definitely be able to do a lot from your laptop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot from being comfy and so forth and saying, hey, I'm here and can meet by phone and so forth. But I am going to need a little bit of time, of course, to recover. They get that. They understand that. Maybe refer them to, you know, some podcasts and some Audible books and some content that can keep them engaged and motivated, right, is allowing them to say, hey, here's some resources as I go in this next week. Here's my, you know, top three favorite books that I've been reading or my top two podcasts I've been listening to, right? I just launched a podcast. You can give them mine.
Yeah.
You know, but shameless plug there. But I just think reality is give them some good content and to share that, but let them know what's up for you, right? And if you even want to share about this miscarriage, if you don't, that's a personal thing for you to discern. I get that. But is to realize that when we communicate that, but invite them to do some, like this week is to say, hey, you know, have you set some fourth quarter goals and where are you at? And here's some great content that can support you. And I'll be plan to be back online after a week, or I'll check in as I'm able, right? But is allowing yourself, what really matters, Lovey, is that you honor what you need the most here. You know?
That is beautiful, that question. What do you need, sweetheart? It's a beautiful question. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome. I'm just sending you the biggest hug. There's so much that you're facing and that's going on for you. And, you know, oh, I just, my heart, man. Oh, we all just send you. If you want to just, if everyone listening will just send our girl Charlotte in Oklahoma City, just send her some love right in this moment. Charlotte, you can just breathe that in. Receive that.
Thank you. And I'm so grateful that I have a life situation that I can be home. I have my family to take care of me. It's like I have so many blessings in all of this. And so I'm really grateful for all of that. But thank you so much. These words really help me. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that. Now, I'm seeing some of you are sending me questions or comments through the Instant Teleseminar. I'm going to invite you to speak up live if at all possible. I do see a note that came in from Paulette that says, hey, so much love for you, Charlotte. So people in our group are sending you love. Faith, I see your question. We have another hand that's raised. I'll come back to that. But you guys, in terms of, I really invite you to bring as much as you can possible to our live sharing just for so everyone can benefit from that. But thank you so much, Charlotte, for sharing. Okay. Mute her. There we go. All right. We also had a question in our Facebook group. I don't think she's here, so I'm going to read that. If she is here, Molly, if you're with us live, go ahead and raise your hand. Again, you raise your hand by pressing star 2, the star sign. But I am going to, I don't see her here, so I'm just going to read this really quickly. She says, question for today. I'm transitioning from 9 years of being a business owner to working for a large corporation. I feel way outside my comfort zone. I have been working on my affirmations. But last night at the first mixer, I still felt some of my negative beliefs creeping out when in conversation. Any ideas on how to practice my affirmations in the moment or to fake it till I make it? So I love her question, and I think we can all relate to that. And I just want to normalize this for all of you, is even when we're doing the work, right, when we're doing the affirmations, we're doing the mirror work, we're doing our morning ritual, we're exercising our bodies, right, we're taking better care of ourselves. I hope all of those are things that you're actively doing. Again, as your coach, I don't ask for perfection, but I do ask for commitment, that you're here for change, and you deserve having more energy, more hope, more positivity, and better self-confidence. Do you get that? Like, every one of you deserves that. And I'm just here to hold the space for you to remind you of that. And so knowing, though, that even when we're doing the work, we at times will still be triggered. I was triggered yesterday. I had an experience of feeling ignored by someone at a luncheon yesterday. And it was, and there was a lot of love in that room and a lot of beautiful connection, but there was an interaction where I felt like someone kind of ignored me and just kind of reject. Yeah, therefore I was feeling the emotion of rejection in the moment. So even yesterday, and I share that just to make sure y'all know I'm still a real human, right? Even as your coach. And so the point is that we still will have experiences. Like she's at a mixer. She has this experience. Also, Molly, realize you're in transition right now. You've done 9 years of one thing, and now you're back into it. You're into a brand new environment. And so you are going to have a transitionary period. You are going to have an adaptation period. So be gentle with yourself. No, first and foremost is when we are triggered, we feel insecure, we feel the trigger. Gentleness, not shame, not criticism, is what how we choose to respond. If you remember on week one, on our very first session, I introduced to you guys three core coaching philosophies, which one I just recited and reinforced for you, which is perfect no, committed yes. It's about commitment to these practices. Secondly, we talk about focusing on making progress, not perfection, that we adapt that progress mindset. But if you remember, the third core coaching philosophy is that we're working with one, this third core principle is to observe, not judge, right? So to observe yourself, like I observed, I was watching the trigger happen, what I was feeling yesterday at your mixer, observe it, not judge yourself for it, right? And sometimes we're tempted to judge ourselves, to shame ourselves. Gosh, why are you feeling this way? You're too old for this. Like, you know, you're not in junior high anymore. Why are you being activated by this? I found that judgment keeps us stuck. It's like pouring cement over that negative feeling. Where love, curiosity, and gentleness are a healing balm for that, is to get into curiosity and to observe it, not judge it, to come into love with yourself and to say, it's okay, sweetheart, and some self-soothing talk. Last year I was at a conference where I heard this gentleman, he's a billionaire named Tom Bilyeu. You might know him, he has a great podcast called Impact Theory. Follow him on Instagram. And one of the most critical things I got from the whole conference was something Tom shared. He said that one of the attributes of the most successful on our planet, and if you're going to deal with a lot of success, you're going to deal with a lot of different experiences and challenges and so forth, but he says is your ability to self-soothe. Self-soothing, my friends. What actions or activities are you doing to help with that? And so self-soothing comes from, right, a lot of that is what's your inner self-talk. So how did you respond last night at that mixer when that trigger came up for you? And I'm going to invite you all to make a conscious decision, do some conscious scripting to say, hey, what is it that I'm going to choose to tell myself when I feel triggered, when you feel scared or anxious or insecure? When that comes up for you, what's your go-to script? And I invite you to consciously choose it now. Especially many of you aren't triggered right in this moment. Awesome. I'm glad you're not. But decide right now, how am I going to choose to respond when that trigger comes up? Because it will come up for you again. It may not be today. It may not be this week, but maybe next week or next month. There'll be an experience where you'll feel insecure. You'll feel triggered. You'll feel angry. You'll feel hurt. You'll feel left out. You'll feel, you know, anxious about something. So what's your go-to script that you're choosing as your conscious high self going to be? So number one, normalize it. It's normal to have it come up. Number two is that we want to be self-soothing, some inner self-talk. You're safe. I've got you. You're okay, right? I believe in you. You're a badass, right? Like whatever thing is feels self-soothing to you, I want you to choose that. And so just that kindness, like I love you. I'm here for you. I've got you. And then from there, it's choosing in that conscious script, right, which is some of that inner self-talk. What am I making this mean about myself, right, is I think we really want to catch that. Is that's where a lot of the wounding and the pain comes from. Isn't that maybe we were rejected, maybe someone did blow us off, maybe we did feel someone tried to, in a group mixer, say something, whatever, right? Whether they did or didn't, you're responsible and response able, meaning able to choose a response to the triggers that come up. So glad you're asking this. Do you see the value of us all asking and sharing these questions? Is that we can see that for ourselves. We go, okay, this is what's up for me and what's coming forward. And I want to be conscious about how I respond. So thank you, Molly, for asking that question. Hopefully that gives you some gems to help you move forward with this. But just be gentle with yourself. You're in a new season, new job, new transition. right? It's natural to have some of your emotions come up and be activated. Okay, I'm coming next to Heather, has her hand raised, area code 303. Looks like you're from, it says Denver, Colorado. You may not actually be there. But Heather McKee, you are unmuted if you want to share your new and good and then share your question.
Hey, yeah, sorry, my mom's name is attached to this phone for some reason. My name's actually Georgina.
Hi, Georgina. Good morning.
Hey. Morning. How's it going?
Good.
So, my new and good is I'm loving the morning routine. It was something that long overdue, to say the least. I admit I got into a severe rut after college and grad school, just sheer laziness, lack of ambition, lack of discipline. You know, I live in a tiny little town. It's literally a five-minute drive to work, and so it was sleep in as long as possible, and as long as I got there by 8, I was fine. And this has really been just awesome because waking up an hour, hour and a half earlier, getting visualization in, the reading in, the gratitude in, just my me time, being happier with the family, being able to think clearer, getting some business stuff out of the way, getting myself organized, getting myself fed, getting the family fed. So that's been helpful. I'm able to visualize what I want and where I would love to be, but then I doubt I'll be able to get there. I'll have my upline ask me, what do you need to do this month to move the needle? And I know what I need to do, and I even hesitate writing it on the paper, like adding 3 people, because I just have that sickening doubt of it's not going to happen. And it's attached to a feeling of leadership. The previous question mentioned, you know, she was in the corporate world. I'm in the government world, 8 to 5, and not in a managerial position. And so I'm always answering to somebody, doing as I'm told, asking for, is this what you want? What is, you know, always being subservient to somebody. You know, you have 3 or 4 layers of bosses. And so, I don't know, it's this constant, like, fear of leadership and then fear of, I know what would be awesome for our life to look like and dream huge and dream big, but then that sickening feeling of, right, I guess.
Yeah. I loved the share, so thank you for sharing it, because we can all relate to, but do I really believe it? Yeah, right. Is that going to happen? Whether it's going to happen, am I really going to follow through and take the action? I don't know. I'm in that place. So I appreciate that. I think one of the things that's happening that I just love that you're sharing is there's this resurgence happening in your own self-care, which does lead to more self-confidence and self-trust. Right. So you're doing some really foundational root work, coming back home to honoring yourself, caring better for yourself. And that's what you're right now priming the pump for new goals to happen. And we keep doing the priming of the pump, and more of this belief will start to shift organically as part of it. But there's 2 specific things I want to share with you about this. Number one is are you on an iPhone or on Samsung?
Samsung.
Okay. So I want you to download either Spotify or Stitcher.
Okay.
If you don't have either one of those. And I want you to find my podcast, just Tiffany Peterson podcast. And the podcast that went live yesterday is with a best-selling author, PhD of organizational psychology. His name's Benjamin Hardy, fantastic human. And he wrote a book that went bestseller status called Willpower Doesn't Work. Think about that. Okay. How often we think it's just willpower and grit and push myself to follow through. He, in that material, and I've been listening to his book on Audible, and we talk about this on the podcast, is that when we're wanting to create change, it requires us to shift our identity and it requires us to shift our environment. And
right.
he just elaborates to some really good gems there, is that part of it is building a identity in being an achiever, building an identity in that I trust myself and I follow through. And that you start to more mentally identify with, which is part of what the mirror work is doing, part of what your morning ritual visualization is, that you're mm-hmm. strengthening your muscles right now.
Okay.
And so a lot of that is you're strengthening your identity to be the kind of woman that takes better care of herself, the kind of human that does say, I want to follow through and I'm going to make those things happen. But I get you, love, because there's plenty of times there's certain goals in my life that I know I've written down before and I didn't follow through on. So when I, and to mm-hmm. your point, I'm even nervous to write them down again because I'm like, do I really believe I'm going to do this or follow
right.
through on this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, again, we adapt that second core philosophy, is that it's about progress. Are you making progress?
Right.
Right? And that you celebrate that and that you acknowledge that for yourself. And so I just want you to be aware that part of how you neutralize that fear is from some of your self-talk. Because I just want you right now in this moment with me, with yourself, to make a decision. Give yourself permission to be a progressionary human being. And progression sometimes is two steps forward and a half step back or a full step back. And then we recommit. Like, I've had to recommit many times over to my morning ritual or many times over to my fitness goals or your financial goals or whatever the things might be, or in this case, to your business. That doesn't mean you're wrong. It means you're progressing.
Mm-hmm.
And the third piece to this I want to just share is that if you haven't really put your purpose in writing, your why in writing, why are you doing the business that you're doing? And partly for okay. yourself, of course, and your own personal what's in it for you, as well as how you want to serve more people. I assume if you're growing this business, you believe it will truly help other people with their lives, their health or their wellness or their livelihood or something of that nature. Which company are you with?
I'm with Plexus.
Awesome. I went hiking with your girl, Brooke, Monday afternoon. We went for a
nice.
2-hour hike. So, and just
Good.
Connected and spent time in the woods. So just love who you are and your company and what you're about. But I think, you know, then it's like, I know these products can truly help people.
Right.
And so put that why in writing and to allow purpose to become what I call a purpose-driven leader. Because, see, a lot of times it's true. It's like, if it's just on me and it's all about me, like, it can be about you. But it also,
right.
when I find that my purpose is bigger than TIFF, that it's like, it's not just
mm-hmm.
about the TIFF show, so to speak. It's about, because then my emotions change all the time, just like yours. But when
right.
I'm rooted in purpose, right, we talked a lot about this at that Align retreat in August with your group, is that when I'm heavily rooted in purpose, then my purpose pulls me through my, I don't want to get out of bed, or it will pull me through my fears or anxiety about following up and calling that person or doing that one-on-one or hosting that class, is because the purpose is so powerful, it's pulling me forward. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So if you haven't
yeah,
done that, I want you
to
put some time
down.
In writing.
Okay.
Where you put that in writing and you review it. So I want you to do that today before you go to bed tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a personal coaching assignment. And it doesn't have to be this long credo. It can literally be one line or it can be a short paragraph. But I want you to put in writing and post it somewhere you'll see it, as here's my purpose. And part of your vision board, if you're working on that this week, whether creating from new or updating your existing one, is I want purpose to be on your vision board. Like in my vision board, there's a photo of a woman and I at her conference and convention, and a conversation
okay.
we had that was life-changing for me. And she reminds me, I do the work for that one person, and that one person, and that one person. But she, it's an anchor piece to my vision board of purpose. And so I want you to be coming back to that as well. That will help you in the belief and the follow-through of moving forward.
Okay.
I love this question. Thank you for asking it. And
yeah.
there's a one
you.
Of the chapters, I did not assign this to you guys, but you're welcome in the Success Principles to read as much as you want. I'm only going to be assigning you some of those principles as we work together through the course, but there's, I believe it's principle number 4 that talks about believe it's possible. And that might be a great chapter for you to also read or listen to around belief and how to help strengthen belief.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, love. So glad you're here and joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I am coming next to, I think this is you, Kat, but it's area code 925, last four digits, 5096. It says part of your name, so I believe this is you. I'm unmuting you now. If you want to say hello where you're calling from, you're new and good, and then your share.
Hi, Emma. Can you hear me first of all?
I can. Welcome.
Is it working? Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
Hi. First of all, I'm grateful to be here and to be able really learn. I was like, one of the great things that I'm learning is I consider myself fairly newly married. We're actually going on 5 years, but everything has been going really fast, but it's a good thing, but it's kind of almost like when there's too much good, it can be a little overwhelming. So, but one of the things, especially with this week and the goals, is a vision. And I've had a vision board for myself. I've been single for like 40 years. So I've had a lot of being able to do things more freely. However, you know, it's my first marriage and I love him. He's the love of my life. And we're trying to get on the same page. But again, because there's been so much happening, one thing after another, and their major life events. We're kind of beat down. I don't know if that's, like, again, too much of a good thing is not always a good thing, right? So one of the things that we've been working on, though, that's been really positive is being able to open up for vision. And so and looking at where do we want to be together, because we've never done that. We've kind of had this gist or this vague idea, but this is really helping us to be concrete about it, which I think will help give us direction. And again, some of the principles that you've discussed before, Tiffany, about knowing, like, is this going to be beneficial to get us to our goals? If not, then it's not really worth our putting our time into it right now, but it might come back up later, right? So my question is, he feels that he's not able to really plan out very far. And I consider him kind of the head of the household. I tend to be a go-getter by nature. So I tend to be like, well, I could just do it myself, which isn't always healthy in a dual relationship. And I know a lot of people probably have dual relationships that, you know, where it's not just them. But how, as an individual, do we work through that to be able to help them come to a vision? So it's a mutual vision and we're both working at it together as a team, and it doesn't end up in the future being like, well, that was your vision and I just went along with you because that's what you wanted. So, and I grew up with that. That was my parents' story. So how do we craft that together for when one party is not at a space that they can actually visualize it due to overwhelm? Is that a clear question?
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. And I'm so glad you're here. And I think that, you know, and I love the awareness that you're sharing here. I think it really matters is whether you're single or married is that you go, hey, I am my own person, and I do take accountability and responsibility for me and what I want to create. Sometimes we get in a relationship and it's like, and that you see yourself more as a partnership versus someone that, you know, it's like, are you guys connecting and collaborating? And I love that you're married to the love of your life, as you deserve to be, right? And I love that there's so much good and that you're still feeling like you're newly married 5 years in. That's a really good thing. So thank you for sharing that. I think for me, it's just staying in open conversation and collaboration and, you know, inviting of your spouse, a lot of questions. I think one of the things that happens in any long-term relationship is we can make assumptions. And assumptions are, they're naughty in relationships. They create a lot of drama. So whether you've been with someone for 5 years or you've been with someone for 55 years is to come back regularly to asking good questions. This is also true for those of you that are, you know, managing people at your job or friendships or, you know, you have a downline or a team. It's regularly realizing, even if you've known someone for an extended period of time, is to come back to questions. And with questions with curiosity. Not questions with, hey, I'm trying to, like, you know, back you into a corner, or questions to, makes someone feel guilty about something, but truly, especially around vision and dreams, is curiosity about what do you want to create short-term and long-term. And to your point, your spouse might be saying, I'm not really a long-term planner. Awesome. But when you think about what are the values and the feelings, like we talked a lot about on Monday, what are the core desired feelings you have that you want to experience in your work, in your growth, in your health, in our relationship? And let's be really clear about the core feelings or the core values that we're wanting to cultivate together. Because those things are eternal. Those things are long-term, right? When we think about values-based, you know, or long-term things of that nature. And then having more short-term goals. And short-term could be a week out or they could be a year out. But thinking things like where do we want to be financially, what we want to work towards, or our health goals, or things we can do together. But being open to that he is his own person, and the way that he will do things different than the way you do things, that's just fine. But creating some curiosity about that and inquiry about it and learning together that you're navigating that as you move forward.
Okay. And then is it appropriate to be able to kind of sketch out maybe a map ahead of time, like say, okay, well, what if I can construct something? Because sometimes I know it's easier to edit than it is to create something. Like we can look at something and go, oh, yeah, that's what I want, or, oh, no, I don't want that, you know, if we can see it. And so is it an okay space to be able to do that, or would it be like then putting things into his mind? I'm just wondering, would that be a good sounding board for him if I created something and then said, hey, give me your feedback and edit on things that you want, don't want, like, don't like, or feel meh about, you know?
Yeah.
To get a temperature
control.
Well,
I think the core, right, to your question, is it okay? Of course it's okay, right, that permission. And then it's just, but how you, you know, again, it's saying, I'd love to collaborate together and, like, let's create together. If he, you know, I'm not knowing him and his personality, how he chooses to respond to that, but I think it is just fine to say, can I share with you some of the things that matter to me? And that I've been thinking about or sketching out, and tell me what you think about this. And allow him to, yeah, absolutely, weigh in and collaborate as a couple, you know, that the things that you're working on. But I absolutely think it's beautiful and great for you to create for yourself what is up for you. And sometimes that then inspires someone else. But it's not like you're coming to him saying, hey, this is what we're doing, and here's your plan, and here's your marching orders, right? That's not the energy I get from you at all. More about this collaboration and curiosity to say, what do we want to create together? And here's some things, can I share some things that I've been thinking about and writing down or working on because they, I feel passionately drawn to them. Absolutely.
Okay. That's so helpful. And I really appreciate that and being able to go forward. Because again, I guess having been single for so long and having been an individual, so self-starter, you know, most of it's centered around you having to do everything yourself. And he's been blessed to have the same job for, like, since he graduated college, which is rare. He's not had to do a lot of those things. And so it's just, I think it could be a blend of two things coming together that work out beautifully, you know. But at the same time, it's how do you maneuver those differences, right? So I really appreciate your help with this. And the,
well, thank you for sharing, too.
Yeah.
Because I get the sense you're really open and coachable and, like, wanting to create connection with him, and you're aware that, hey, I was single for a really long time. And there's this fine line between, I also don't want you to, like, mute yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, hey, let go of some of those strengths. But there is a balance for sure, is it's having a collaborative mindset. Like, let's collaborate together, and I want to learn from you. And even if we're going to do things differently, you will, being married to someone different or being in partnership with someone different. But it's having that collaborative mindset, I think, makes such a difference.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And it also helps me in working with business partners or people in the future to collaborate, I think. Like, this is kind of the testing ground for future developments and things like that. So I really appreciate the feedback, and thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for sharing. Good stuff, you guys. Good, good stuff. I am curious. I want to be seen. I know several of you have been sharing your vision board in our Facebook group. Again, the permission, too, there is if you don't have a full vision board done this week, but I would love to see at least one of the images that's going to go on your vision board. right? And you can create a vision board also on Pinterest. I've used that myself. Pinterest is a social media app where, and you can have public boards that other people can see. You can also have private boards, like my vision board is private, but only I can see it. But you can add different things to that or images that you choose to review and look at or again, then print off and put into physical space. So there's great power in visioning and creation. And that this week, let me just remind you, there's a lot that you were that was shared on Monday, right? I love, love, love. And I thank you for so much positive feedback about Monday's call. I do think that there's a lot that you could also be tempted to be overwhelmed about to say, oh, I've got to have this all perfectly figured out and done and complete in 1 week. That isn't also the expectation at all, is to make progress with it. But to make some of those conscious decisions, who are you becoming? What are you creating? Where is your life going? What do you want to be experiencing? How do you want to show up in life, in relationship, in love, in business, right? Is thinking and becoming very intentional about the things that you're creating. That is definitely powerful. Now, again, we're going to go today until about 15 to 20 after, so we still have about half an hour to answer shares. I see Paulette has her hand up. I'll come next to her in just one moment. I'm going to address Faith's question really quick. But if you are here live, I'd love for you to get in the queue and let's continue to share and dialogue and coach and just keep going deeper with some of these concepts, whatever might be up for you. It might be personal. It might be business. It might be a hybrid of the two. That's welcome too. How you raise your hand on your keypad is press star and the two sign, star two, that we will continue to take questions. When we have more than about 35 people registered for the course, I like to extend our Q&A time to make sure that there's ample time for people to ask those questions because, you know, we've added, you know, more, there's people here. I always cap the group at 50 is our max to maintain the intimacy of the group and the learning that we're getting up there. I think we're around 44 or 45 people in the group. So I just naturally extend our coaching time to make sure we're addressing your needs and giving plenty of time for that. So Faith says this. She asks this question. She says, how many goals should you work on at a time? I'm striving and can't speak live. So I'm going to address that briefly. And love, Faith, what you've been sharing in our Facebook group. So thank you for that as well. But how many goals should you work on at a time? I don't know if there's this perfect right number. So I think somewhat this gets to be intuitive. And we did cover on Monday, we talked about 8 different categories of areas of vision and goal setting and so forth. I know for myself that I have, you know, bigger vision and some long-term goals and things that are written out and long-term, you know, even meaning for me can be also, or depends how you frame this, but over the next year, right? And then I do more shorter-term goals in 30, 60, 90 days. But every month I like to select 2 specific goals, one personal and one business that kind of gets, that not kind of, it gets to be center stage in my life. It's the core thing. So sometimes that core goal, say personally, is organization and decluttering. And that means that probably 5 hours a week will be dedicated to that, an hour a day or 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there, that I'm working on that, for instance. Or maybe I'm saying, gosh, I really want to dial up my fitness. And that's my number one personal goal. Yes, I want to be, I might have other goals like drinking water and taking or eating greens each day and getting good sleep, and I might have other goals in my health, but I'm going to pick one that really gets that prime time space. It's just like, hey, these are my top 2 big rocks in the jar, that they happen first and foremost. They get prime time penthouse space of focus, one personal and one professional, and that you then decide that you say, okay, you go, great, I am working on this professional goal that I'm connecting. Maybe your professional goal for this week or this month is I'm connecting more this month. I'm really going to dial up nourishing my network. I'm going to be going to at least lunch once a week. I'm going to be connecting at least on 5 different phone calls. I'm going to put 5 different, you know, handwritten notes in the mail each week. I'm really infusing nourishing my relationships this month, right? Or it might be I'm going to launch a podcast or, you know, work on my website or my social media content or whatever it might be. Is I think absolutely you're going to have more than 1 or 2 goals, but I like to pick 2, to choose 2 on a regular basis in terms of priorities for the week, even the day or the month ahead of me. And I really like to see that. So you're seeing that kind of progress, right? But I do think you can absolutely have a category, say 8 categories and a goal in each category. One goal setting technique I remember Jack Canfield shared was that he would have a stack of like 3x5 note cards. You can even put them on a ring or something, and you could have multiple goals or even affirmations. You can use it either way, affirmation or goals. But let's say you had 8 goals, right? One for each category right now: financial, health, relationships, spiritual, business, fun, personal development or personal growth, and then community or giving back. And then you would review them regularly, right, on your nightstand. Review them when you wake up in the morning. Review them when you go to sleep, before you go to sleep at night. It's just allowing yourself to have those conscious choices in front of you, right? Goals are milestones. It's looking down the path and saying, here's a choice, here's a milestone I'm going to move toward and make happen. And as we know, though, the achievement of goals, it's not a straight line to a goal or a vision. It often, you know, it curves and so forth. But by having a focal point, or in other words, like a lighthouse, that we say, this is what I'm moving towards, it can definitely navigate our path as we move towards it. I love goals, you guys. They're so good, so powerful, so important. And I love one of the things Georgina said, and sometimes we've set goals before that we haven't achieved. It's okay, reset them. Because it isn't about, it's just like the, if you get on an airplane today, and let's say we're going to fly to Maui today, where Charlotte was earlier in September. If I'm flying from Salt Lake City to Maui today, when I'm on that aircraft, technically my plane that I'm in is going to be off course 90% of the time. It's not on a straight path. But the destination is so clear, and with the instruments on board, like that GPS system, we weave in and out of that flight pattern to come and then perfectly land at the right spot in the, at the Maui airport. But the journey from Salt Lake to Maui is you're pulling in and out of that pattern. And I think it's really important that we know that it isn't a straight shot. But if we're so clear on where we're going, and that's what goals do for us, they give us clarity. Who are you becoming? Where are you going? Because without that, you'll just do a lot of hamster wheel stuff every day. Have you noticed? Right? When I don't keep my goals and my vision in front of me, if I'm not decided, and that's a big part of goal setting, is making decisions. Right? Because you're like, well, I have 2,700 goals or even 27 goals. It's easy to get distracted versus I have 2 core goals or 8 core goals, but I review them regularly. They pull me forward, because without that, I'll just get stuck in the busyness of the day and whatever the loudest noise is I must make decisions. So choose, use your God-given ability to choose, make a decision to say, even for this week, between now, Wednesday to Sunday, what's your 2 most important goals to get done? Make a decision. And you go, you know, I really want to declutter my closet. Or I need to nourish relationships in my business. Or I need to complete that course. Or you know what, between now and Sunday, I'm going to move my body every single day. I don't need to know that the rest of my life I'm going to do this, but I'm going to make some decisions right now in the short term. But you give yourself some milestones and some points, destination points, that are going to pull you forward and pull your focus, right? I love, love, love your question. Thank you for asking that. I'm curious if anyone else has insight to that, and you can bring that to our Facebook group. That's just one opinion. Mine is that I don't think there's a perfect number, but I do think we want to be sensitive to not having so many goals that we're distracted, right? Versus the power of a goal, and a goal we're really passionate about, is that it gains energy, momentum behind it when there is a more singular or very few specific goals in our focus point. That makes a big difference. So thank you for this. Thank you for sharing that, Faith. Hopefully that supports you. If you have more questions or want to go deeper, feel free to let me know that. All right, Ms. Paulette, I'm coming next to you. If anyone wants to get in the queue behind her, you press *2 on your keypad to raise your hand. Or if you're joining us on webcast, you're welcome to raise your hand on the webcast. It just has a button there that says raise hand. We can come to that. All right, Paulette, you're unmuted if you want to share what's new and good or gratitude, and then your question for today.
So I've got my headset on, so can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. So what's new and good as I stepping out of my comfort zone, addressing some issues that have keep coming up for me from my past. Met with a relative last night and was able to share with him, and it was very healing for both of us. So I'm pretty proud of myself for doing that. And
good job, girl.
Then this morning, one of my goals is my house and clearing out the clutter and whatnot, and just really being disciplined to honor my commitments in my housekeeping. And so one of the things that I told myself this morning was I would not jump on the earlier coaching call with Andy unless I got my dishes done. Until I got my dishes done, I was not allowed to go do that. And so while I was in the middle of my dishes, my timer went off, that the coaching call was getting ready to start, and I was like, no, finish your dishes first. And so
love it,
I honored
girl.
That.
You're having some good wins.
So, in light
of
that,
so what's your question
when
today?
When I get in this mode where I'm moving forward and starting to have those wins, I come up against health challenges. So that seems to be like my upper limit. You know, when I start moving forward, I'm like, okay. Now I'm running into health challenges. All right, so I guess I'm just looking for some words of wisdom when I continue to keep bumping up against that. Some of them can be very serious. I've had life-threatening issues. I guess just looking for some wisdom in that, how to kind of address that. Mm-hmm. When I keep bumping up against it, I am committed to keep pedaling the bike, and that has significance for me.
Mm-hmm.
That visual of getting back on the bike and pedaling the bike. So anyway, hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah.
But there's a
question. First of all,
I'm so glad, for sure, love.
And I'm just glad that you're here, and thank you for sharing. And I think we all can relate to at times being outside our comfort zone. We also can relate to, which is why I'm a big proponent of the book, The Big Leap, and I assume you've read it based on the language you're using, is that when we're in progression, we will hit our upper limit. We're also my private coaching clients, we move on from The Big Leap to the next book is called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. And so I like to combine them together like sisters, because the War of Art is now elaborating to you that when we're on the path of progression, we're going to face resistance, which is another word for upper limit. But I like how he elaborates on some things about the various ways resistance creeps into our lives, into our goals, into our work, and so forth. And so knowing that is part of the process. You don't necessarily need to read the book to understand that, but he talks about that as we progress, as we move forward, we will naturally face resistance. Sometimes resistance feels or looks like fear. Sometimes it's the, oh, gosh, I should, get off the couch, but, oh, I think I'll sit here and scroll instead of go to the gym, or I think I'm going to dilly-dally with this thing or that thing versus sit down and work on writing my book, whatever it might be. But I think what matters is that for all of us, you're going to face that. So, and it's going to be part of your life forever. So it isn't something, there's no textbook answer for you to say, here's how you get over it all the way forever. But what I do find that helps strengthen my resolve is the power of decision, of choosing. And similar to what I was sharing with Georgina about writing down her purpose, right, is the purpose being stronger than the resistance. I've recently walked through an experience with resistance where I made a decision about this podcast is launching. Right. And it was something I thought about for 2 years. I bought the equipment. I've even, interviewed some people. I mean, I knew how to do it. I just wasn't doing the do and resistance of different kinds and so forth. But when I made up my mind and decided I'm going to do this and here's our launch date, and then I rallied a bunch of people around it as well, which also helped work through the resistance from my personal inner circle to a live active Facebook group. But I'll tell you, the second I clicked publish and said, hey, I'm doing this podcast, you want to know funny, it's like 3 hours later I started getting a sore throat. I was like, wait, what? I felt fine.
Yeah.
Right? So I can relate. The point of me telling you the story is I can relate that all of a sudden, oh my goodness, but I'm also telling this for you is because I also had a sense of resolve that no matter what came my way, I was moving that podcast forward. So I start getting a sore throat and I start hitting it with all my natural supplements. I cut dairy and sugar, not that I eat either of those things a lot, but I cut them fiercely whenever I start to get sick because dairy and sugar both create inflammation in the body. So, and you know, I start juicing, I go to my juice bar, do my immunity shots and doing all the things. But this sore throat turned into a full-blown cold, right? And I'm like, it's okay. And I just smiled at it. Like, I see what you are. You're resistant. I had an energy worker who never met me, didn't know any of the work that I'm up to in the world, do just tuned in a distance healing learning. She wrote out this whole long report. And she said, I'm sensing there's some inflammation in your throat chakra. And I don't know what kind of work you're doing in the world, but I sense there's a really big message that's about to come through. And I just want you to know that it's safe and okay. You know, I was like, oh, goodness, here we go. But you know what? Here's the thing, Paulette. On that Friday, my launch day was Tuesday. We'd already rallied the group. All the branding's done. We have sessions recorded. It's all ready to go. It's totally branded. It's the equivalent of the room has been totally designed. And I got a letter, a cease and desist letter, about using the name that I picked. Now, they didn't actually have a trademark. They just applied for it the night before. They saw my podcast that we technically put out on Tuesday. We weren't going live with any episodes, but it actually, the show was live, was pulling higher in the SEO. And I consulted with my attorney and my podcast producer and back and forth. Keep in mind, I'm sick. I crawled in bed that Friday night, watched Eat, Pray, Love on my laptop in the dark and bawled my eyes out, you know, because here we were. I was so ready to go. It was all done. I got to rebrand this whole thing over the weekend. I still have this terribly, like, clearly sick, nasally voice. And got up Saturday with that resolve. But see, I was resolved. I wasn't expecting resistance to show up in the form of that letter and that experience and that decision making. And technically, I could have still moved it forward. There was no legal binding, any reason we couldn't have moved forward. But it just started to get into this energetic tangle. So that being said, you never know. When you make a firm resolve, but it was like, I don't care what resistance comes. We are launching October 1st. I got to rebrand it? Okay, I got to rebrand it. I'm sick? Okay, I'm sick. I'm having resistance. I'm feeling this. That's fine, but I'm moving forward. And so a lot of times what we need is resolve. Resistance, sure, will show up, and sometimes it does slow you down. Your health thing might show up, but you need to make a choice to say, well, no matter what happens, I am moving forward. And, yeah, I might have to, instead of, I thought I was going to take an airplane there and get there really quick, I might be taking the train. But I'm getting there. Oh, I might need to walk or ride a bike there, but I'm getting there. And so what happens is when we're not resolved, when we hit the resistance, we're tempted to sit down, to shrink, to pull back, to stop the progress. That's why I tell you guys, as your coach, core philosophy, too, is about progress. It's always about progress. And so some days we do get pushed back, or sometimes we do have a really big defeat, or we get discouraged. That's going to be part of growth. But it doesn't have to mute you. It doesn't have to sit you out for the count. That's a choice you make. So, yes, you are going to have resistance as you grow. And part of it, again, what I was sharing with Georgina earlier is listening to this week's podcast that went live, is reframing your environment and reframing your identity. Is partly versus the willpower. I just have to muscle through this. There was just a calm confidence I had that entire week. Why? Because I've made a decision. And then because I've done so much personal development work and coaching of others, I wasn't surprised to see resistance. I didn't know what form it would come in. And I still had the tears and still had the frustration and the discouragement at moments, but I had resolve. And that was a calm, peaceful place. Like for many, all of you at some level saying, yeah, no, I will write that book, or I will grow my business, or I will run that marathon, or I will create this thing, is from a place of just the knowing that you're like, I'm about this. And then you will have resistance, but the resistance doesn't have to shelf you. I find, though, it has a much more potent influence to do that, to distract you, to discourage you, to defeat you, if you haven't really made a decision. And all too often with our goals, I've found that what happens is people, what happens to them, myself included, is we have a lot of good ideas, but we don't have firmed up decisions about where we're going. Sometimes it takes us 5 days to get to a goal. Sometimes it takes us 5 years. But if we're decided, it's just a matter of time before it will happen if we were resolved in it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help?
Yeah, it helps tremendously. It's interesting. One of the things that kind of came up as you were talking about mirror work, and I thought, for me personally, like, I've been doing mirror work for a while, and I've never really found
it to
be a challenge.
Okay, can you repeat all that? You sound really kind of fuzzy.
Sorry.
So I don't know if you've lost your connection. If you can speak close to the mouthpiece.
For me, I found that mirror work has not been a challenge for me.
Awesome.
And so immediately the question came to mind, so what is that say about me, if I'm not, I question then the effectiveness of it, because I know a lot of people find that to be a struggle to do mirror work.
Yeah, but a lot of people, it's not a struggle.
And I
so
feel like
that story.
Okay.
Because for a lot of people, it's not a struggle.
Thank you.
I'm holding space for some people that it can feel intimate and vulnerable, so they avoid it. But they're avoiding intimacy and vulnerability in lots of areas of their life. It's just showing up also in their mirror work. And so it's the aspect that for many people, it becomes such a joy, right? I forget which one of you today was sharing that, like you're loving the mirror work. Awesome. I'm just giving permission that some people are going to love it, some aren't. But anyway, back to your point is, you're saying, oh, maybe then it's not a struggle for me, that must mean something.
Yeah.
I think sometimes
I
the biggest choice. Well, in knowing you, because I've known you for a little while in another group, right? We've spent time in working together, is I think you carry a belief you're broken. And so you're expecting there to be brokenness. And the reality is we can all feel that way. I've felt that way, right? One of the core in the book, The Big Leap, he talks about four fundamental ways that we sabotage ourselves. And some of us can carry just this core belief that we're broken or that we are flawed, called it fundamentally flawed. And here's the thing is that I said this on week one, and you're going to hear me say it today, and you're going to hear me say it probably multiple times through our course. You guys, feelings aren't facts. They just aren't. They're feedback, but they're not facts. They're not eternal truth. They're just guidance. And sometimes our emotions are not accurate, and we can feel all kinds of feelings. And so I think there's part of you that are like, well, wait, I'm not struggling with this. Something must be wrong because I'm used to struggling all the time. That's my identity. I'm a struggler. And I just invite you in this moment to make a decision. Not a feeling, not wait till your feelings feel like I'm worthy, I'm healed, I'm whole, right? Because I don't always feel that way myself, but to decide that you're this eternal being of goodness and light and love and you're whole. Now, again, I know you won't always feel that way, but I'm going to ask you to break up with the identity of brokenness. You're a faith-based woman, so I'm asking you to be her. Because a faith-based woman is not broken. She knows who she is. And she knows whose she is. That makes sense. So you're going to get to practice that. You're not going to be perfect at that. I'm asking that you're committed. Commit to, I've broken up with that identity, and my identity is wholeness. My identity is worth and deserving. My identity is a divine daughter of the Most High. I know not all of you will plug into that language, but you all are a part of it. I believe you're a god or goddess, divinity, part of that, the universe, God, Buddha, Jesus, however you relate to it. But I just think that it's an awesome opportunity for you to practice. But I think what matters, what you need the most, is to make some decisions about where you're going and what you're creating. Because where you spend a lot of time circling is waiting to, well, I have all this stuff to heal and figure out. I've got to clean up my whole past, and then I'll move forward. You're never going to have the whole thing cleaned up. But you can make a decision today that says, as I am right now, as this woman at this age in this body, I'm enough. Whether I feel it or not, the truth is I'm enough. And whether I feel it or not, I'm creating this in my business, this in my home, this in my health. Will I be perfect? No, but I'm committed. That's who I'm becoming. Why? Because I chose to be. And all too often, we all get tangled in waiting for the feelings to align before we'll go and do. And sometimes the feelings don't align. But we go and do because we've chosen into a purpose. We've chosen into our truth. That's who we are, and that's who we're becoming. Now I'm going to move on to our next question, but I want you to marinate on all of that. And, of course, this is recorded. You can come back and listen to that pep talk as many times as you want. More than a pep talk, it's truth speaking.
Thank you.
But thank you for sharing it and bringing it forward. Love that you were willing to do that. I honor your courage to share it. I know I needed to hear all the things I just shared because of that. So thank you for bringing it to light. All right, Miss Rachel, 218, last four digits by 8108. It'll be our final complete share for the week. Oh, hold on, I'm muting out. There we go. All right, Rachel, you are unmuted if you want to lead out with what's new and good and your question or share.
Hi, Tiffany. Thanks for taking me. Can everybody hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Perfect. Okay. I'm in my car, so I just wanted to make sure you could hear me. Well, I think that my new and great was just listening to you, Love on Charlotte. That was beautiful, and she's a dear friend, and I didn't know how to ask that question, so thank you for that. It helps me know how to move forward when people are suffering, you know. I can say I love you and I'm praying for you, but that was beautiful, so thank you for that. I am doing a training. I'm also in Plexus, and we have all these huge things going on this month, and I'm mentoring a group of women, a small group of 11 women, and then a large group of probably 80 or 90 women. And it's kind of a VIP training, helping them to get to their next rank in the company, helping them to earn that trip to Maui. And I'm up to bat on Monday, and I was going to talk about vision boards. And then I'm listening to you today talking about goal setting, and we're doing affirmations, and there is so much that I could share. And I thought, what would you say is the most important, like, moving forward, well, assignment that I could give to them? Should they look at affirmations first? Should they look at setting goals first? I'm doing goal setting and mentoring in my small group. Or should we start with that vision casting? Like, I don't know. That's all so good. I don't know what to do first.
How much time do you have on your Monday training?
It's usually pretty fast. It's usually 10 to 15 minutes tops, and then a ton of it is done in chats throughout the week. And I can, you know, share a video after I do my training, like, here's more, here's a book. Mm-hmm. You know, I can always add and supplement to it, but I don't have a ton of time to crank it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that depends for me. How much content I cover is always based on my time frame. So I like, let's say I'm giving an hour keynote, then I have three to four concepts I'm going to cover, about 15 minutes per concept. And so I would pick one. And if I had to pick one of all that you shared, of course, honor your gut. But what I feel drawn to, if I'm you, I would lead absolutely with vision. It all does matter, for sure, like the self-work and the affirmation work and so forth. But vision leads our life. And if I'm willing to cultivate for myself, or if in this case cultivate for these leaders of yours, vision, then work like affirmations and goal setting can definitely, you know, then be part of why we would be doing that work, is to help us achieve this vision. But when we catch a glimpse of possibility, we catch a glimpse of change and, you know, that excitement energy of like, I can change. That is possible. So combination of that vision / possibility, I would lead with that. And then to your point in the group, maybe you post some YouTube videos or podcasts or things where people can go deeper. Now, if you're getting an intuitive hit to go a different direction, of course, honor that, right? When I'm training with a group, intuition trumps any of the content I've planned. And so sometimes I'm led intuitively to take it a different direction. And I always honor that because I know I'm on the errand of spirit or source. And so I allow myself to be the vessel that's led, that it might at times take on. I might go a different direction because who's in the room might need something different than what I planned. I still always show up prepared, but it sometimes takes a little different direction or flavor. So honor what you're drawn to. But for me, I just feel so passionate about when people have vision in their life, they will make change. They'll figure it out. They'll find the other resources because they've seen what's possible.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. And I have that blue personality, and so I'm kind of like, ooh, something shiny, something sparkly, and I fly by the seat of my pants all the time, so I can switch things up quickly, but I have been very drawn to the vision, but then I'm hearing all these other things, and it's like, which one do I pick? So right. I appreciate that, because that's where my heart was going, so you just gave me the cementing, so I can start preparing for that, because I want to put them, you know, set them up for success. And I know when I made my very first vision board, that completely changed everything for me, because I'd never even thought about something like that. That was such a new concept. And 6 months later, I went Jewel in our company, and less than a year later, every single thing on that vision board, every single thing had happened. And so I know they work. And
yeah,
I can't explain
powerful.
Why to my husband, but they are powerful. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
I love it. And thank you for that. You're just reminding us in the week that we're all in is working the power of our vision and goals and working on our vision board. So thank you for that. And your training's going to go great. I'm excited they get to learn from you. And it's going to be a fantastic experience.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm learning from
you're
the
welcome.
Best, so thank you.
Oh, gosh. Oh, thank you, love. I'm so glad you're
for
here.
For real. Yes, me too.
Okay, friends, I'm just going to wrap us up. Thank you, Rachel, for that. I'm going to wrap us up with a final thought as we complete our live Q&A session. If you have a question you did not ask today and want to, or that percolates, or maybe there's a question that comes up for you tomorrow, by all means, bring it to our Facebook group. We're active there. We're live there. I believe most of you have joined the group. If not, you can find us, Success Academy, Autumn 2019, there for us to stay engaged. What's on tap for Monday? Next week, we're going to do a deep dive into time management, time blocking, productivity, how to help us maximize more of our time, how to be much more productive, how to guard that time, create that time, be intentional with it. We also tuck in a thing on organization as the overall theme around organization of your time, around your physical space as well. But this week, I invite you to continue to stay into the inquiry, the journaling. Who do I choose to be? What am I choosing to create? Where am I going? What lights me up? The possibility of dreaming, working on those visions and goals and your vision board, right? Continuing to move into that creative work, that clarity work. That's an ongoing process, right? And coming back to that on a regular basis, I just invite you to be using some kind of tool, whether you're a vision board or you're reviewing your goals on note cards or you're doing visualization each day, you're playing the movie. It's the power of reminding your brain who you're becoming and where your life's going is really important, right, to the manifestation process of creating what you want intentionally. Thank you for the real talk today. I know you brought your real questions, real hearts. Appreciate that. I know that several gems I got from us meeting together today. We will be meeting more around 80 minutes for these sessions, our Q&A sessions. I know initially we planned them for an hour, but again, as we've had a lot of folks join this particular group, we have an amazing group of people together that I like to make sure we get the value and that there's plenty of and ample time and space. So I'm just going to choose into that we're expanding the time to about 80 minutes each week that we have to answer these questions. I invite you to show up in our Facebook group, share, contribute, participate there so we stay actively engaged. I wish you a fantastic rest of your Wednesday and the creation process that we're in with this session and this week. If I can be of further support to you in any way, shape, or form, feel free to bring that to our Facebook group as well. Wishing you a great rest of your day, a great week, and I will see you guys live again on Monday, and I'll see you actively engaged on our Facebook group in the interim. I'll talk to you guys soon.